USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
A vessel believed to be carrying over 300 Haitian migrants landed in the Florida Keys. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that the agency, along with the U.S. Coast Guard and local law enforcement, responded to a maritime smuggling event that made landfall in Ocean Reef, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Russia has been blocking stories of the BBC reporting on the fighting in Ukraine.
The Kremlin blocked access to the BBC's coverage of their invasion of Ukraine on Friday. It's accusing the British public broadcaster of undermining Russian stability and security. Hours later, the BBC began to share ways to circumvent the ban using the Siphon app or a Tor browser. Signs of the block emerged after the outlet's decision to fire up shortwave radio broadcasts for the first time since 2008, when the BBC had stopped the transmissions over Europe. The U.S.-funded broadcaster is also subject to Russian censorship. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And as the world heads into the third year of the coronavirus pandemic, there are at least 6 million dead worldwide. Over 960,000 of them are Americans. Brazil has 653,000 deaths, and those numbers could be drastically higher, as China, where coronavirus started, has only reported 6,500 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky will receive the Ronald Reagan Freedom Award for his courageous fight against tyranny and for his indomitable stance for freedom and democracy. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute made that announcement this morning. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine to support and rally his countrymen against President Vladimir Putin and Russian troops' unprovoked invasion. Zelensky will be the 11th recipient of the Reagan Foundation's highest honor. Former President Reagan gave the first Freedom Award to former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev at the Reagan Library in 1992. The award is given to leaders who, like Ronald Reagan, have contributed greatly to the cause of freedom worldwide. A new study shows just one pint of beer or an average glass of wine a day may begin to shrink the overall volume of the brain, and the damage worsens as the number of daily drinks rises. On average, people at age 50 who drank a pint of beer or a 6-ounce glass of wine in the last month had brains that appeared 2 years older than those who only drank half a beer, according to the study. According to the study, which was published in the journal Nature, the brains of people that said they drank 3 alcohol units a day had reductions in both white and gray matter and looked as if they had added 3.5 years to the age of their brain. Gas prices are only 5 cents away from setting an all-time record high, now at $4.06 for a gallon of regular. California leads the nation at $5.35 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.